Once upon a time, there was a lobster. She lived at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, trying to blend in. She was blue and pink and practically iridescent, born to shine. For 5 to 7 years, she hid her beauty in her lobster lair until one day.
We were just hauling along, and we were measuring and picking out lobsters on a string of traps, and all of a sudden this glow came up in one of the traps.
Bill Coppersmith knew almost immediately. He had a true star in his lobster trap.
And then I go, wow, look at that. And I grabbed that lobster. Sure enough, one of my helpers said, geez, that's the color of cotton candy.
Bill Coppersmith, who's been a lobsterman for 40 years, had recently pulled up a snake, some paper cups, and a credit for B.J. Lederman, who writes our theme music. But he had never seen anything so glorious and mysterious as this radiant lobster.
It's right up there with the Mona Lisa. Priceless.
He named her Hattie after his 8-year-old granddaughter.
I knew we weren't going to cook it. I just wanted to show it to somebody. We got some pictures when we had a chance, and I sent them to Mark, and I said, hey, look what I'm bringing you.
Mark Merle is the owner of Get Maine Lobster.
He goes, oh, look at cool he says.
But I was super duper pumped because, you know, Hattie is like just gorgeous and rare and unique.
He wanted the world to know about Hattie.
So let's blow up the internet. So that was my intention. And then the other intention was always to give it to an aquarium because I want, and I'm sure Hattie wants this too, right?
Oh, yeah.
She wants to everybody to see her, you know?
And Hattie is extraordinary. Statistically, she's a 1 in 100 million lobster.
Normally, a lobster has 3 or 4 different pigments. So like red, blue, green.
That's Rob Royer, senior aquarist at Seco Science Center in New Hampshire.
But sometimes there's a genetic deformity. They're deficient in the other proteins that make up, you know, their normal color. So they're just showing one of the pigments and the other they're lacking.
The blue lobster is missing all the pigments except blue. An albino lobster, the most rare, is missing all the pigments. Hattie's a kind of cross between a blue lobster and an albino lobster. The Seco Science Center is Hattie's new home. Mark Merle drove her there yesterday. I bet they didn't stop for lobster rolls. And Rob Royer says she's settling in.
You know, we put her in the tank and she was already kind of walking around the bottom. And we usually put in like a small PVC fitting and it makes like a perfect, nice little cave for lobsters. So when I put that in there, she kind of immediately went right in and was kind of just hanging out a little bit. So she seems to be doing really well.
Rob Royer says Hattie will soon be plunked into her own personal 50-gallon tank, free of predators and filled with all the squid and shrimp she can eat. Hattie, from bottom-dwelling crustacean to star attraction.